Track 5, The Ego versus Core Values. On the last track, we discussed the importance of gaining a personal awareness of a crisis situation through stopping and starting, or pausing between the pearls. The object of this track will be to begin experiencing an increased sense of difference between heart or core self and your anxious thoughts or reactive self. What do I mean by heart? I of course mean more than the muscle that pumps blood to your body. I'm using the word heart to refer to a deeper mental connection or core. For some, it can be the source of your true feelings. You may refer to your heart as your center of calmness, from which events in your world can be viewed without interference. Some people call this their conscience. Some call it their higher self or higher power. Others call it just a feeling in their gut, or a gut-level feeling, or a feeling in their heart. Some call it a still small voice. How do you view your heart? The alternative to getting your heart's desire from your core values this past holiday season is conflicting with thoughts that race around in your mind from your reactive self. I will use the term ego more in an Eastern rather than a Freudian sense, because to some degree this is how it is used in everyday conversation. For example, so-and-so has an ego problem, or there are a lot of big egos in the room. The implication is that a fake identity has been assumed and that an unwholesome or exaggerated persona is being projected. Do you agree that people with big egos are not being themselves and the effect on them and others is unhappy? Do you agree that your ego or your false self, your reactive, perhaps anxious thoughts, is your shabby self-image? So how did the negative thoughts get there as you took the bites of Thanksgiving food or opened the gift, whatever disappointed you? You have an experience. You feel an emotion. This much is simple. And at this point, your thoughts are automatic and unavoidable. But what comes next is avoidable. When you remember the experiences of the past and recycle or regenerate an emotion that may be even more incompatible, inappropriate, or even destructive to the new situation you are in now. Can you stop recycling your incompatible, inappropriate, and destructive past programming? Let me repeat that. Can you stop recycling your inappropriate, incompatible, and destructive past programming? In short, just because you've always hated being at Aunt Hazel's doesn't mean you have to react, get mad, ticked off, eat too much, drink too much, and hate yourself the next day. Is it at all possible in your own mind that you can play a game and see a lighter side to what's going on? Even just for a few seconds, even just a little. It just takes the first step. In short, have you taken all the other negative holiday experiences, or experiences in general with these people, and in this situation strung them together to create your current feelings? What I want to emphasize is that you may have behaved as though you did not have an alternative to the situation at Thanksgiving time or Christmas Eve or whenever. Do you believe that you have been mad, angry, scared, depressed, jealous, etc., and there is little that you can do about it? Here's another exercise for you to try regarding the ego versus your core values. I'm going to call this the need to be right exercise. Number one, recall a verbal exchange between you and another person, a conversation that still seems unfinished, or one that remains puzzling in some way and continues to be an irritation. If you can pick a scene that still comes to mind and is not a happy line of thought, write or think about it enough to identify it. In a word or in a short phrase is fine. Number two, after you've identified this unfinished exchange, as we'll call it, take a moment now to remember, but do not write down, what the actual words, gestures, facial expressions, and general tone of the encounter was. For example, Amy said in a disgusted voice, "I'm tired of shopping for your friends. I want to go home and call Wendy." Her head was bent down, dragging the bags on the floor in the mall, trying to look as unhappy as she could. Her red jacket was open with her scarf dragging on the mall floor as she walked. Number 3. After you have dwelled on that kind of detail for a moment, write some brief description of how you would revise the scene if you could. For example, what do you wish you would have said instead? Are there some ways that you could have come across better? It is essential to record at least 2 versions of how it would be different if you had it to do over again, and if you could put down 3 or 4, that's even better. Notice that your ego or negative self-talk may not have a consistent answer in mind. It may be conflicted as to just what, if anything, you should have done differently. This may occur especially if you have a need to be right. Let me repeat that. If you have difficulty coming up with alternatives, this may be hard for you if you have a strong need to be right. Here's an example of an alternative you may have resisted. If I had to do the shopping trip over again with my teenage daughter, I would have respected her wishes to stay home. Having no company at all is better than having negative company. Okay, so now remember, number 1 was recall the exchange, 2, recall the details, 3, come up with some alternatives. Let's look at 4 now. Close your eyes, relax your body, and allow your mind to be lazy and have not a care in the world. Just relax. That's step 4. Step 5. Now, describe any resistance you have felt, especially in the beginning, to proposing alternatives, because that's what I want to focus in on, is your ego, shabby, negative self that doesn't want you to see another way of doing this. Did this mental rest period seem silly? Were you fearful and tense that somehow you were not going to be right? Did you feel slightly ridiculous for following someone else's directions? Perhaps you were so afraid of being manipulated that you did not follow the directions. Now, what I'd like for you to do is to write down the reaction you had, the resistance. And we're talking about the resistance to coming up with alternatives to something that you did in the past. Number 6. Again, quietly rest your thoughts for a few seconds. Just take a couple deep breaths. Go inside. Then, recall the conversation once more. Only this time, stay with your feeling of relaxation and comfort as you do so. On this track, we have discussed how to begin experiencing an increased sense of difference between heart or core values and ego or reactive thinking related to what we termed your false self. On the next track, we will examine various ways that holiday triggers can become reoccurring times of anguish and how to recognize patterns of these unproductive habits. You will also be provided with the description of a morning attitude log. If you are a mental health professional and are taking this course for continuing education credit, or if not, to test your listening skills, here's question 5. How is the term ego used in a non-Freudian manner on this CD set?